Hello and welcome back to the Wellfest podcast with me, Marty Guilfoyle. The health, fitness and wellness podcast brought to you by Wellfest and their presenting partner, KBC. I'm so excited to be back for a second series. We'll be speaking to another incredible lineup of industry experts, hearing their inspiring stories and motivating us to move well, eat well and live well. This podcast, supported by KBC, is just one of many health and wellness resources available on wellfest.ie to help you on your wellness journey. With thanks to KBC, we'll be tapping into a wealth of knowledge with our guests to empower even more people of all ages to prioritise their health, fitness and well-being. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. Former professional dancer, best-selling author and personal trainer, Maeve has been educating women, helping them improve their health, body confidence and find a new love for fitness for over a decade. Maeve Madden, welcome to the Wellfest podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So come here, you're from Northern Ireland. Let's go back to let's go back to the beginning and tell us what life was like for young Maeve Madden back at home.
Life was great. Yeah, from north of the border, shall we call it, the north of Ireland. And just getting that in there. but that's what we like to call it where I'm from. So just north of Ireland. And I started dancing, like when we're talking about like fitness stuff, I started dancing when I was 4 years old. I was really shy. So mom put me into dancing and elocution lessons. Maybe that's why I have a weird accent. I went to elocution lessons for a number of years. Could be the reason. So she put me into that and I just loved it. Didn't love my first dance competition, got on the stage and cried my heart out.
No way.
I mean, I've been doing that ever since. Yeah, bawled my, I was like, nope, not for me.
Was this before or, was this before or after?
Yeah, this was when I was like 4 years old. So obviously my first dance competition was a disaster until I saw people getting medals and trophies. And I was like, wait, what's that? And why don't I have one? The competitive side came out of me. And so, yeah, after that, it was all about it. All about winning the medals.
All about winning the medals. Okay. It's one of those things, you see someone else doing well and you want to do it as well. Yeah.
Exactly. So I must say I do love a bit of competition. So I danced until I was 18 competitively. And then, well, actually, I think I was, 17, 18. And then I obviously auditioned to being the Irish, I was in three different Irish dancing shows. But I was lucky enough in my career to dance with Michael Flatley. He was releasing a new show at the time. And I auditioned and I got to be part of that, which was amazing. So I got to dance with the man himself, now in Irish dancing world.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I did not know
I
that.
Did.
Oh my God.
I danced with
that
Flatley.
That is insane.
It was amazing.
Gee, I feel like you don't flex about that enough online. I've never seen that. Absolutely. That is massive, Maeve. Oh my God. What's he like? Did you ever get to hang out with him and chat with him? And is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's great. Really very inspirational. It's so funny because whenever you see him perform, you obviously see like show Michael. And I think everybody's like that, like even myself, you know, whenever, because I'm comparing myself to Michael Flatley. But when you do go on stage or, you know, when you're doing a live or, you know, whatever it may be that you're doing, you know, you kind of have like your show self. And so we had, he's very different. Mm-hmm. Obviously in person, like when we would be training together. So I think we did 8 weeks rehearsal and then we did the show and we toured around on that. But more in rehearsal, we would have spent as a group more time together. And yeah, he was really, really inspiring. He's like obviously super hardworking, very motivating, never negative in any way, always very positive. And I loved that. And I was
amazing.
Like, oh, this is brilliant. You know, he made you feel like you were the best. And that's why his show is the best. Because he was like, you guys, this is me doing. I sounded more like Donald Trump. You guys, rather than Michael Flatley. But he would be like, you guys are the best. Like, everyone's here for you. Like, you're the best of the best. And you were like, oh my God, yay. And so his whole persona and kind of, you know, and who he is, you know, really made you believe in yourself. And I suppose, I don't want to sound cheesy, but I suppose I've learned a lot from that experience.
No, of course, mate. We love a bit of cheese.
Which I have done. Yeah. Love a bit of cheese. But yeah, so I suppose I've learned a lot from that experience, and, you know, and how much work you put into everything. But he makes it look so effortless, you know, as everybody does.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, say from like from a spectator looking in, you know, it's great to watch these kind of shows and watch the talent and all. And like, but obviously we don't get to see, like you were saying there, like 8 weeks of rehearsals before a big show. Like, what is the training regime like? Like, what's the standard day look like when you're training for something that big? Because all we get is the finished product. We don't get to see what goes on behind the scenes.
I wonder if I signed a contract that says I'm not allowed to talk about this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. You can give us a rough amount of hours you spent dancing a day. Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm like, should I really say what it was like? It was intense.
Here's the gossip.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, love a bit of gossip on a Tuesday. It was intensive. Probably the hardest thing physically I have ever done. Like really long. And you know what? It's one of those things, you know, as a dancer and like to be in the show, like, you know, you're replaceable at any time. Mm-hmm. And so you have to constantly, you know, bring your A game like every single day. And you just have to, you know, whatever they say, you just do it. You're like a soldier.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the, but that was, you know, I trained, you know, I danced my whole life to, you know, and that was my end goal, really, was to be in this kind of show. And so you're going to do what it takes to get there and stay there. But yeah, no, it was very intense. Like, everybody was lovely. It was just, you know, really long hours, you know, really aggressive, mm-hmm. dense, like intensive training. And but, you know, it's always worth it in the end.
Of course.
And that's why, like, when you see a show that's that amazing and that successful, you know that they're putting in, like, you can just imagine. So imagine the work that goes in there and then times it by like 100.
Oh, wow. OK.
Like that, it's aggressive. You know, it's nonstop. Like, there would be times where it'd be like all weekend, all week, all weekend, all week.
Yeah.
You know, and you just went with it. But sure, what else would you be doing?
What else would you be doing? Yeah, we can say that now for sure. Absolutely. And
exactly. At the time I was like, this is bullshit. Yeah. Sorry. This is rubbish. I don't like this.
And what made you stop then, Maeve?
So I actually got into a car accident. It wasn't like anything majorly serious, but I did injure myself, like, and it was about it was only a couple of days before we were to head off on another tour. And so I called them and I said to them, you know, I've been injured and I won't be able to go. And you see, they always have people to take your place. So, like, say the troupe is, say there's like 20 dancers, like, on stage, there'll be like 10 behind. So someone's always there to step into place. Because obviously injuries happen, like, you just never know, or someone could get sick, or, uh-huh. you know, so the troop is usually like, kind of like on a football team, you know, you have like, say you're, I don't know, what is it, 11?
You're 11, yeah, you've got your starters and you got your subs ready to come on anytime. Yeah.
Exactly. So they have that in dance world. We're that professional. Yeah, we have that too. And so I said, oh, I can't go. And the tour was like say it was 2 months or something. And they were like, oh, you know, you can go and, you know, you'll sit this one out and then you'll go on the next one. And I remember, I think it was like August, it was definitely in the summer. And my mom was like, oh, you know, you've been dancing now during the shows for, I think, 3 years. She was like, oh, maybe, you know, university will be starting in September, mm-hmm. would you think about going to uni? And I was like, oh, you know, and my friends were all in London at university.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And she's like, you know what, if you don't like university and you want to go back to the dance, then you can always go back. And of course I loved uni. I was like, what is this? This is amazing.
Oh, this is fun. Yeah, especially somebody who spent 14 years dancing, all of a sudden you're being thrown into this, like, what, social environment where you can go out and not just Irish dance, but do all other sorts of dancing. Yeah.
all the crack. So then I went to university, and that was it. I still dance, you know, when at weddings and parents are like, get up and dance.
That's the party trick.
Not forced at all.
Yeah, no, you're like, any opportunity to whip it out. The whole dancing background is so interesting, because it's obviously something that I know nothing about. But like I said, like as a spectator, I get to see the finished product. So getting an insight is amazing. We'll move on and we'll talk about your body confidence journey. I feel like it's something that, you know, a lot of people are talking about at the moment. When did you realize that you might have had an issue with body confidence?
Probably, I don't know. I think like with girls, actually, I shouldn't just say it with women, but especially women.
Yeah.
It's almost something that you're kind of taught. Mm-hmm. Like really, when you think about it, you know, as you kind of get older, like we're not thinking about it as children. And then all of a sudden you're like 13 and 14 and, you know, you're looking at magazines and, you know, you're being told by, you know, exercising and being healthy and you have to be skinny. Mm-hmm. And that was the trend, obviously, when I was younger. And I suppose then, you know, when I think back about, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, I definitely didn't have, I'd say it's only bloody hell in the last like 2 years that I'm actually like, nah, this is who I am.
Oh, great.
I'm finally here. 15 years later, I feel fabulous. But I'd say like, you know, it was probably then as a teenager that I really wasn't very confident in how I looked. And I was, you know, constantly trying to, you know, work on my appearance and like, you know, like over-exercise and under-eat and all of these awful things that you shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say around then.
Yeah, I was literally saying earlier on, I know you were comparing yourself to when you were a teenager and how it was magazines and stuff now. And I was saying it must be so difficult to be a teenager in this day and age where, I mean, obviously we still have magazines and stuff, but then of course you've got like Instagram and TikTok and everything where, as a teenager, you could see what you think is like the perfect body and you feel pressured to get to that, you know, and I can only imagine what it's like for teenagers these days. Did you ever reach out for help? And if you did, what was the recovery like?
No, I never, like, I went through, I would say it was kind of in the last like 5 years. So I went really down like a big downhill spiral where I was like very underweight about, oh, maybe it was like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And after like 4 or 5 years, it was so funny because no one ever really, I never really spoke about it. And like, even my parents, like we look back at those at photos where I compare myself to now, and they were like, we thought you were always this, like we never saw anything wrong.
Okay.
Like, and that, which is so strange. But I suppose for them, you know, I was in London, and so I'd be coming back and forward home, and I wouldn't probably really be spending, and it would be like celebration times where it would be like someone's birthday or Christmas or Easter or whatever the occasion was. And they were like, she just really loves running, like, because I ran a lot, you know, she just loves running and green juice. So thinking I was just being really healthy. It's only now, looking back, and when we compare my journey then to now, and I think it was like where the transition happened was, I actually, when we're talking about social media and it being very negative, I actually started following people on social media, like Instagram came around, and I remember there's this one girl, she's called Michelle Lewin. She's, if I ever meet her, I'll thank her very much, you know. I'm like, Michelle, you changed my mindset.
I'm sure she's like listening.
I don't think so, not, but you never know. But Michelle Godlover, she was like this, the one of like the first Instagram kind of like, you know, girls that like lifted weights and like, you know, built a booty and like, and I was like, oh, she looks so strong. She looks like so happy. And you know, you never know, she might not be at all, but she just looked like the epitome of health. And I was like, she looks amazing. What does she do? And I started kind of like watching what she was doing and following her on Instagram. And I just really kind of almost like aspired to be like that, where I was like, I should lift I was of the era that you just went running and, you know, lifted like a kilo. so I'd never really lifted weights at all. And so then I started lifting weights and then I got really into it. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And my body kind of changed. And, you know, I changed as a person. I became like so much happier in myself because obviously I wasn't starving all the time. I was eating.
It's always the plus, isn't it? Yeah.
Carbs. And I eat carbs now. This is amazing. And actually in doing so, like healing all of like really healing myself as a person, you know, and obviously my happiness and my mental health. Mm-hmm. But also things that were wrong with me. Like I had such hormonal issues and mm-hmm. PCOS and, you know, IBS and all of these issues that I have. And now like over time, like I know I've spoken about these things all in social media and then people now will be like, do you never really get bloated anymore? I was like, well, I eat such like a huge balanced diet now. Like I'm not restricting myself. Mm-hmm. You know, the way I was doing in the past. But you would read these things in magazines and, you know, stuff where you'd be like, oh, you know, trying to think like Jennifer Aniston only eats like bacon and doesn't. I remember once reading Halle Berry didn't eat after two. And I was like,
oh my God,
she doesn't eat after two. Like maybe I should do that. And I think what's great about social media and why it can be such a positive is that, but when we had magazines, we didn't have any voices. We just had what the media told us. We're now, there's social media. These people are, you know, some people are like majorly photoshopped and there's so much awareness around that. Mm-hmm. We're like, when you were reading magazines when you were younger, you just thought that Britney Spears, because I'm of that era, Britney Spears looked like Britney's and that's what she was like in real life. Like you didn't know that there was like a lighting team and photography and like, you know, major Photoshop and like all of this stuff that happens that we now see that we're so aware of. And I think it's amazing that through social media now people understand that. And, you know, I think that's why for me it's such an important message to share. Maybe psychologically, that's me recovering by sharing and being honest with people mm-hmm. because no one was on, like, per me, no one was honest with me. But it's true. Like,
it is so true.
When I was growing up, no one, people weren't honest. We didn't know that this was all going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think that, you know, social media can be positive.
Yeah, no, and like you look at your social media and you're dead right. It just screams positivity. And I think you're right. People are aware of the fact that filters are a thing, Photoshop is a thing, not just on Instagram but across all the social media platforms. So say Maeve, you know, somebody is completely aware of the fact that these exist but still struggle with body confidence, and we're talking to somebody like you who's done so well, and you said earlier how in the last 2 years you've just owned it. You're like, this is me. I'm happy with me. I'm a queen, in your words. like, what advice could you give to those people who are struggling with body confidence, even if they do know that what they could be seeing online, you know, isn't real life?
The best advice that I think I would give, it's so funny because I was thinking about this all morning and I was like, what would I tell myself? And for me personally, the best thing that you can do is like, if you are on social media, is to filter through everybody you follow, like even if it's your very best friend, because mm-hmm. like I have people muted, but social like Instagram, for example, has created such a wonderful button, the mute button. So like even if it's your best friend that's annoying you, or you know, you can mute that person, like you curate your own social media and that platform. So when you go onto Instagram, and if you're looking like Marie Kondo, your Instagram. So if someone doesn't spark joy, if you're following someone and you start to think like a negative thought or think negatively about yourself when you're looking at that person, you need to delete that. You need to unfollow that person or mute it or whatever it is. Like if someone went through my phone, like privately through my phone, they would be like, what about all these people you follow? All I see are dogs and shoes. Like, what is this?
Dogs,
you know,
and shoes.
Because it's so true. Or like memes, you know, Barstow, love a bit of Barstow. So
I'm kind of thinking of like a niche here. Is there a niche out there now for an Instagram page for dogs in shoes? I'm kind of like, come on.
Dogs in shoes. Yeah. There you go. If that becomes popular, you know who's behind the page. But that's like, you know, that just something simple like that, you know, just starting there, like every day is obviously a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And you know what, the journey to recovery and the journey to body confidence, it's a long road. And you know what, we end up going off the path, you know, every so often. And I do it myself. Like at least once a month when I'm hormonal, I'm like, I hate myself. Like I feel rotten and I feel gross. Nothing fits me. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that was me being hormonal. But during those few days, I'm literally like an absolute psycho. And even though I remind myself, I even have an app where I track it. And I'm like, okay, for the next few days.
I'm looking at it now. I'm like, wench. I'm looking at the day now. Okay, like, are you able to give us like an estimation on when you're going to go through this now in the next couple of weeks? Is that what you're
3 days time?
What? Oh my god, we got you at the right time. So this could be a different podcast if we recorded it in 3 days. Wow,
it would be totally different. I'd be like, why are you talking to me? No, I'm just kidding. Like, you're not funny. No, I'm just kidding. But. And you know what, like even just like, I know we're going off track here. There we go. I'm on my path and I'm way off track. But even tracking your cycle, because you'll be able to track your moods. And there's loads of different apps now that you can download for free where you can do that. But you'll just, you know, once you start to understand your body and kind of what you're going through, filter through your social media, get rid of all that negativity, anything that you're not enjoying. And you should never do something that you don't enjoy. Like if someone doesn't make you happy in life, then that person, you know, you have to be selfish. There you go. That's my tip. You have to be selfish in order to be happy.
Totally,
like, don't put
that,
other people's needs in front of your own if it's making you unhappy. And not feel good about yourself.
I totally agree with it, because I think that, like, you know, if people are, say, a certain person is a people pleaser, that, and they're a kind person by nature, that by them being selfish, muting somebody isn't them, like, you know, being mean or being harsh, you know, it is technically being selfish, but sometimes the word selfish is painted in a negative light. And I don't think that that's being like negatively selfish at all. You're just looking after yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And you just have to, and it's really hard. It takes a lot of courage to be like that. Like I'm a very, I'd like to think maybe I'm not, but I'd like to think I am, but I am genuinely, like, if someone asks me for something, like, I will always try and help that person.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just who I am. And I'm just very kind of like easygoing and just like, you know, and in the past, I know that I've been like majorly taken advantage of because of that.
Yeah.
And I think it does. It takes a lot of kind of hits when you're that kind of person to finally realize and just be like, no, I need to just like do stuff for myself. And I know, like, in my past, you know, when I was like very underweight and having those really, you know, going through those really difficult times, it was because of really negative people in my life and people who were just making me very unhappy. And then when I got rid of all of that, I was like, I'm free.
It's time to fly.
I was like, me and Michelle lifting our wings.
You're gonna have to reach out to her sometime and tell her. Maeve, it's been obviously like a mad year for everybody. And unfortunately the term multiple lockdowns comes into the conversation. But these old spicy workouts you have going on, eh? The
so
positivity,
spicy.
The fun. Let's not forget that you have epic taste in music as well. Can we touch on that?
Me and you, it's number one on my list.
I keep getting tagged. For anyone who's is listening right now, like, Maeve, I think, was like the biggest promoter of one of my singles. I kept getting tagged in her live videos, being like, Maeve Madden's playing Me and You during her, and then 1-2-Step as well, the two of them. I was like, Maeve, like, how much do I owe you for this? Like, all the streams.
It's
like
a combo. We have a whole routine to it.
I know.
Actually,
it's insane.
Playing it later in Spicy Circuits.
Oh, are you? Thank you so much. And of course, then you launched, you know, Queens Don't Quit as well. You know, tell us a bit about all the workouts. Tell us a bit about Queens Don't Quit for people who don't know anything about it.
This is so fun. And I'm so proud of it. So last year, like, for anyone who doesn't know, we went into lockdown.
Oh God, yeah.
Surprise! For anyone who doesn't know, we all went into lockdown and due to COVID. when we went into lockdown, my gym went closed like a week before everybody else's. And I was just home and I have a lot of energy. And I was like, I need to be doing stuff like all the time. And of course it was like, will I go outside? Like, oh my God, if I go outside, am I going to die? Like, this is crazy. And so I was stuck in my apartment, which, you know, before lockdown was amazing. And then lockdown happens. I'm like, why do I live in an apartment? This is absolute hell. So I decided to do live workouts. And I was like, it's funny. I had actually created this kind of like doing these workouts to kind of like 80s, 90s, mainly 90s tunes. And I was like, oh, I should probably bring that back. And then I figured out that on Instagram, like with the copyright laws, but I promoted your song for you. You know, I did tag you.
Did. No, with my songs, we figured out a way that when we kind of went kind of semi-independent, we avoided the copyright laws. So I know that you're telling me you only used my songs because you didn't infringe copyright, but I'm also going to pretend that you liked them as well. Okay.
Loves them. We love them. And so it turns out that like a lot of the 90s songs as well, like they don't flag up on Instagram.
Oh, great.
So it's like brilliant. Love a 90s tune too.
Yeah.
So I started doing these like really fun workouts and it started off with like 3 a week. And then I was like, oh, I'll do one every day. Oh, why don't I do like a challenge? And then all of a sudden I was doing like 9 lives a week for like 6 months, like just free lives where it was just like working out all the time. And it, you know what, for me, it was like great structure to my day. It kind of gave me a purpose and I realized I was giving other people a purpose.
Yeah.
And everyone, but lots of people were loving it, especially women. It was mainly women. It's 99.9% women loving the workouts.
Yeah.
And so I did it for like 4 or 5 until the lockdown ended. And then people were like, oh, please continue with it. So I continued with it. And then I was like, maybe I should just set up a website and start this as like a whole business. And that's what I did. And so Queens Don't Quit. So that it came, like, I don't know where. I think I was just exhausted one day, probably really hungover during one of the workouts. And I was like, you're a queen, really talking to myself, you know, because I can see myself while I'm doing it. Can't see anyone else. And I was like, oh, Queens Don't Quit, because I knew I had to go to the end because I was live. Like, there would be like 1,500 people tuning into these live workouts.
Amazing.
So, so I, you know, that's where it all came from. And I start, and it became like a huge community. And so now we have like so many women on this, on my platform, and we have like a forum where everybody like talks to each other and like makes friends and just really supports each other. And, you know, and it's amazing. Like we do everything. So at the start, it was kind of like just to music.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not for everybody. Like not everybody's well coordinated. Mm-hmm. And so then I started doing these things I called Sweaty Sevens, which is like, I called it Sweaty Sevens because it's like 7 minutes of work, then a minute rest, kind of like a CrossFit style workout.
Okay, yeah.
And then I added Spicy Circuits and that's where your songs come in. you know, and then, and now we have, you know, bar ballet and yoga and Pilates and we've got pre and postnatal and, you know, just everything you can really imagine. Mm-hmm. So now I'm running I have Queen Coaches and we're running like 20 plus classes a week.
Amazing.
Live. Wow. And we've got like nutrition. We've got Jody. She's from Dublin, actually. Mm-hmm. She does our nutrition and we've got 5 other trainers on board. And yeah, it's just kind of, it's really growing and people just love it. And you know what? The results are amazing. I'm like, you are just, and what's fun is like the workouts are like, they're great crack,
yeah,
you know? And it's never, that's the thing. Like when I do a challenge for me, I'm like, because of my journey, I'm like, this isn't about, you know, what you're eating or if you're going to lose weight or if you, you know, whatever. It's just about doing a workout. Just come on, do a workout 3 times a week. Just do the ones you like. Fitness isn't supposed to be, it's not supposed to be like this dreaded thing, like, oh, I have to go to the gym and, oh, or I have to go and do this awful workout. And I got that, like, personally, I would have got that, like, at the gym, where I would have been like, oh God, it's legs day. I really don't want to do this. And sometimes I would have, like, sat in the gym and just been, like, sat on my phone and just been like, I just can't do this.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm jumping on the Benga bus. This is so exciting.
Yeah, because you actually reached out looking for a remix of the Benga Boys. I was like, okay, you're trying to boost your career here while ruining mine, Maeve. Like,
I was like, please help me.
No, it's because it's funny.
That would be really good.
I actually first came across you at Wellfest, which was great. And the reason why I came across you at Wellfest is that I got your story was sent to me by so many people. Because you'd gone on your story, I think it was 2019 Wellfest, saying that you had maybe 2018 or 2019, and
I think it was 2018,
You'd said that you walked past me and that you recognized me from working on the radio or whatever, and your story was sent to me by multiple people, and that's when I followed you, and ever since then, like, genuinely, your Instagram stories just put the biggest smile on my face, because you're just so honest. No, but you are. You're just like, this is me. This is what you're getting. And then even for you to come on and just, you know, tell people about your journey and stuff, it is just so refreshing. And then I've seen your page has grown immensely since then as well, so it's obviously not just me that's enjoying it. And it is so refreshing
since lockdown,
to see.
It's really grown. We've gone up like 120,000 in the last year, which is
so
just like
people.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And then you're telling me that 99.9% of them are all queens. So, like, that is insane. So when this podcast has gone out, Maeve, chances are gyms are going to be open for you and they won't be here. So are you going to change your approach to training, or are you going to keep it the way it is?
No, absolutely not. You know what I love about, I've never been as fit. I actually think I'm fitter now than I was dancing with Flatley. Maybe Flatley should be on doing my Queenstone quest.
Yeah, you should be getting him now. Yeah, we need him in there.
Exactly. But honestly, I've never been, and it brings me so much joy. You know, and even if I had one person doing a live with me, I'd be like, here we go. We are ready, you know? I just, like, I absolutely love it, and I love working out at home, like, you know, I'm getting great results. Like, I wake up, I go do my workout, and I'm still at home. Like, I don't have to get up and go out of the house and, like, go somewhere. Or, like, for me, it's like, I don't have to worry that my clothes don't match.
I'm
not one of those trainers that's like, look at me and my matching clothes. I'm like, what can I find?
I need
a t-shirt.
It makes a difference.
Something.
It definitely does.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah. Like, and also there's moves that I'm trying, like, or I've invented, you know, things that I'm doing in my apartment that I love, but even just simple things like, say, like split squat jumps.
Yeah.
Like, I would never try that in the gym because I'd be like, am I going to fall flat in my face?
Is someone going to look at you and wonder what she's doing? Yeah, exactly.
I can smash out those split squat jumps like no tomorrow now. I mean, I have nailed them. That's the only reason I want to go to the gym. So I'd be like, look what I can do. I am amazing.
It's like
a mic drop.
I figured out that the chair, my table chairs, actually work as dumbbells. So, like, I think everyone's kind of figuring out little things they can do at home that work for them now, for sure. What's next for Maeve Madden? So, like, you've had such a busy year, like, you know, things are getting back to normal for you, you know, as it is now, like, so, well, what's next? Anything that you can, like, let us in on, you know, any projects coming up, or are you just gonna literally roll with it and keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, we're just kind of growing, and we're just, you know, like, a year ago, if you had said, you know, you're going to be doing this in a year, I would have just been like, no, I'm definitely not. Now I'm like, yes, I am. This is amazing. So, you know, you just, I suppose one thing that we have learned from, you know, from lockdown and from this whole experience is, like, you just never really know what's going to happen. You have to make the best of, you know, every situation that kind of comes forward. But where are we going to go from here? I don't know. I hope that I just kind of, you know, the platform, it grows bigger and, you know, we just develop it more and take over the world.
World.
No, I'm just kidding. But you just never know.
No, you don't. You're not kidding. Yeah, come on, Maeve. Come on. You're going to hit that mill on Instagram and the spicy workouts are going to go global. That's what's going to happen.
Can you imagine? Listen, I'm already... have Nula. Nula's in Hong Kong. She's doing the spicy workouts. Swear to God.
Well, like, if you go global with the spicy workouts, then my music gets heard by more people. So I'm kind of hoping you do, Maeve. Like, I mean, for completely selfish reasons over here.
It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to be selfish.
Come here, Maeve, before we let you go, you know, from everything we've touched on during this podcast, you know, could you give us three main takeaways for our listeners today to help them on, you know, their body confidence journey, their fitness journey, just their journey in general, you know, seeing someone like yourself go through what you went through and to where you are now. Is there any advice that you can give to someone listening right now who'd like to be in a similar situation?
Well, like I said before, every day is a fresh start and the road to recovery is a long one, but you have to focus on it. And, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. I think for me, like accepting yourself, like knowing that if you know, accepting yourself only as long as you look a certain way is more self-destruction and not self-love. So you have to kind of like look at the biggest picture. Like you should enjoy the food you eat and you should enjoy the exercise that you do. You need to like love it and you deserve to have, you know, you deserve to have that in your life, but your life does not revolve around those two things. Am I getting deep?
No, I love it. Sorry, when I go deep there,
you know,
I'm like,
that
oh.
That is. But yeah, that, you know, that is a really big focus. I know that we speak so much and, you know, there's so much out there about like health and fitness and you have to eat this. And, but you know, those are just small things in your life that you should do. Like your body is an amazing thing. Like mm-hmm. your body is working hard to keep you alive every day. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing, like what your body does. Mm-hmm. And so you should love it and respect it, you know, and be kind to it. And, you know, and if you do that, like we could all, we could all do the same exercise and we could all have the same diet mm-hmm. and we could all sleep the same and, you know, meditate and do everything. And we would all still look different.
Yes.
And that's one thing like you have to realize, like, you know, everybody is different.
Yeah.
You know, and you should just love the one that you have.
Oh, I love that. Oh, God, you got me all warm and fuzzy inside here, Maeve. Come here, where can our listeners find you if they want to learn more about you and keep up to date with what you're doing?
I am over on @Maeve_Madden on Instagram. And then our website is maevemadden.co. And we're also at Queenstown Quit over on Instagram. Don't ask me about TikTok. No.
We'll have you on that one.
I tried. It failed. Might try again. You never know.
You will. You're not going to give up. We know it. Maeve, honestly, it has been an absolute joy to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat to us here on the WellFest podcast with KBC Ireland.
No, thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the WellFest podcast with me, Marty Guilfoyle, brought to you by KBC. Remember to check out wellfest.ie for more free health and wellness resources. See you next time.